This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. From kudzu to the Asian longhorned beetle, invasive plants and animals are transforming ecosystems around the globe. Notoriously hard to eradicate. Common but often ineffective strategies for coping with them include using pesticides, habitat manipulation, and introduction of new predators, a tricky tactic which risks bringing even more aggressive invaders into the mix. One unusual conservation method that's been gaining traction over the past few years aims to wipe out invasives one dinner plate at a time. Freelance science writer Hannah Newman wrote about the so-called invasivore movement for Quartz.
What's really interesting about this movement, it's that it's a decentralized movement. You have citizen scientists, chefs, people, you know, foragers in their own backyards. And I spoke to a lot of scientists that have spearheaded this movement, and it really came from them doing their own studies. And they often eat their study organisms. So I talked to this guy, Matthew Dines, who co-founded invasivore.org. And he mentioned that it really hit him when he was out studying rusty crayfish, and they often, you know, eat these when they're studying them. And while he was eating them, he said, "Hey, you know what? These are pretty good. We should start teaching people about this and spreading the word that this could be a way to help combat the invasive species problem."
Well, I guess, though, I think of the kind of bad name that many of these invasive species have earned, like kudzu. I mean, we've come to think of it as something that is spreading all over the South, especially, not as something we can eat. How do we make that kind of mental adjustment between cursing out a plant and then eating it?
Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest challenges to this movement, is getting people on board with the idea of almost kind of rebranding what these species are. And I think a huge factor that has helped is restaurant chefs getting on board with this idea and kind of helping to convince us that they don't have to be crazy. They can be delicious.
So you tried some of these species, including something called burdock that you tried at the New York City restaurant Suen. And by the way, there are a couple of restaurants in New York City that are actually serving invasive species. How was the burdock?
Yeah, I gotta say, I did not like the burdock. And apparently it can be quite delicious. So I don't know if I had a bad batch or just the way it was prepared. But I gotta say that burdock was not among my favorite invasives that I have tasted thus far.
Okay, but how about the lionfish, which sounded interesting? Did you try Asian carp? Tell us about the others you tried.
Yeah, so I had lionfish I had Chef Bun Lai's sashimi, and I also had lionfish tacos at Norman's K, which is a restaurant here in Manhattan. And man, I gotta say, I tried it. And at first, I think I was almost a little disappointed because, you know, I was expecting fireworks or disgust or something crazy to happen when I first bit into these tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just delicious. They were so good. They tasted like any, I mean, I love fish. And they tasted like any other white fish, nice and light and flaky. And I would have them again in a heartbeat. And the sashimi was great. Chef Bun Lai has really been amazing and spearheading kind of, you know, this rebranding almost that I talk about, and not making these invasives so scary and making me want to try them. So I tried jellyfish in his sushi. I tried invasive blue catfish. There was a salad of all these different invasive weeds like Japanese knotweed and garlic mustard. And he makes this dressing out of dead man's finger seaweed, which is also an invasive species, with a little, you know, olive oil, vinegar, salt, pepper. Probably one of the best salads I've ever eaten in my life.
I'm talking with Hannah Newman. She's a freelance science writer, discussing her recent article about invasivorism that she wrote for Quartz, which is a digital news service. Invasivorism is the trend of purposefully eating invasive species to reduce their impact. So, Hannah, it sounds like you had a pretty good experience trying chef-prepared dishes of some invasive species. But can you imagine this for yourself? You know, I don't know, trapping an armadillo and cooking it up for dinner.
Well, I can't say that I will be near any armadillo anytime soon. But I could definitely see myself going out and just foraging for some greens that are so abundant and, you know, really detrimental to some of these native populations. They're driving biodiversity loss and, they need to be eliminated. And if they're edible and nutritious and have lots of vitamins and good things for me, I don't see why not.
So I guess, Hannah, we've established that just because you're doing good doesn't mean it's necessarily good eating, although you've pointed out that there are some really good foods that you've tried. On the flip side, several people you quote talk about how invasive aurism is actually working too well and could make the problem worse. Now, help us understand that case.
Yeah, I think the biggest criticism going on with this movement right now is the idea that if it takes off, that's actually a problem. So the goal here is to reduce the number of these things, not to spread them. Mm-hmm. So the worry is that, you know, if everyone really loves lionfish, we're going to start shipping them all around. We're going to spread them and make them more invasive as opposed to less invasive.
So Hannah, that fear aside, do you think the invasive aura movement could really make a big difference? I mean, what's the possibility that we can eradicate an invasive species by eating it?
One of my real questions when I came into trying to understand this whole thing is that really the goal here? And can that even be possible? So something that I had searched for in my quest to understand and eat some of these invasives is scientific evidence to even suggest that this could work or it is working. And I think in terms of answering that question, one, we've seen it work a little bit already in Jamaica. There's been some evidence that suggests that eating lionfish populations have actually decreased the number of lionfish by something like 66%. But besides that, the movement is really too new to tell whether or not it's going to work. And I think it also is going to vary depending species by species. I think lionfish and Asian carp are really good examples where it could work, whereas some other species, such as, you know, dandelions, we're not going to be able to eat all the dandelion weeds, you know, unless dandelion becomes the next kale, which I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. I don't necessarily think that we're going to have the best success rate with dandelions.
Hannah Newman, freelance science writer. We do have a link to read her article about invasive aurism on Quartz or QZ.com. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Hannah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.